Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Welcome back into Morning Mayhem. Pigskin Preacher in. He is filling the Roger Scott role, I believe, and Trey Reed is
in. I don't
care
what you think Aaron Tye will do.
Trey Reed is filling the David Basil role.
Whoa!
And I'm still Christian Weaver, but I'm hosting today, and we have Caleb Bagby in running the ones and twos. And
good job, Caleb.
Yeah, you've done great work.
You're keeping the trains running on time. That's what they said about Mussolini before they hung him from the gas station.
Yeah. What didn't have a great end. It was his birthday yesterday, I believe.
Mussolini?
Yeah, yesterday, not today.
Was that on birthday trivia by any chance?
I don't think they did Benito Mussolini.
I always wanted to stand up on a balcony. I always wanted to stand up on a balcony and make a speech. I've made a lot of speeches, but never from a balcony. I'm not sure anybody would want to listen, but, you know,
who wouldn't want to make a speech
from a balcony?
Because
Mussolini, get up there, yeah, and I'm like, hey, I could do a Mussolini.
Well, or I'm thinking, you know, sticking with the religious theme, you know, the Pope.
The Pope.
You know, he's very
Pope,
well known for
speaking from the balcony. There you go.
The balcony.
I like that. The Pope's the gold standard of balcony speakers.
No doubt.
100%. Yeah. But the Italians, they like speaking from balconies. You know, I don't know what the
maybe
what's
that's
up
a
with those
yeah,
guys.
That's a thing.
Might be an Italian thing. I need to look
into
that.
Well, they probably have more balconies.
They do.
There's a bunch of balconies on the golf course at the Maumelle Country Club, and I always tell Acre, I said, I want to get on the balcony and make a speech. He's like, well, nobody's going to listen. I said, well, that's not really That's not really the point, is it?
You could do sermon on the balcony.
The sermon on the balcony. I love that, Christian. That's very good.
Caleb, phone's ringing, by the way. Sorry to call you.
You know what I do? You know what I do in church when the phone rings during a Bible class or something?
What you do?
I stop and I say, "You better get that. It might be God."
That's true. God could be calling.
Yeah, he might be calling.
If you watch the Odyssey, you know they show.
It was the Lord's screen call screener. Yeah, that was it.
Gods could be anybody in disguise.
They
you know?
Could. The Bible says that many of you have entertained angels unawares.
Well, there was once a song. What if God was one of us?
Oh, I love that song.
Just a stranger on a bus.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, I'm not going to
trying to make his way
there
home.
There you go.
Yes. Except for the Pope may be in Rome.
Yeah, that is. Yes. Texture from the 501 says, I'm actually enjoying you guys. Finally hosts that have good tastes in music and movies. Now, if I could only convert you guys to the Brian Wilson is Mozart camp. Brian Wilson was a genius. I will give him that.
Okay, listen. we're already there, my brother. Brian Wilson was one of the greatest musicians, visionaries that this country's ever produced.
He was great.
Paul McCartney said he didn't think he could ever make an album as good as Pet Sounds.
Everybody looked up to the Beach Boys, and it's not necessarily like I'm going back and listening to the Beach Boys all the time, but I recognize their greatness.
Sure.
Everybody looked up to them. They were hugely influential. Pet Sounds is one of the greats. But
he lost his mind. He descended into madness. That's why that Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story was so funny. I need 100 didgeridoos, 200 didgeridoos. I'm like, dude, he just kind of lost it. You know?
There's a great story. I think it was Don Henley of the Eagles. He got to meet Brian Wilson, who was one of his idols. And I think Don Henley asked for an autograph or something, and Brian Wilson signed it. And he said, Brian Wilson, thanks for all the great songs. And Don Henley started walking off, and he's like, no, wait, come back here. Come back here. and he scratched out great songs and put good songs. He's like, thanks for all the good songs.
That's like in the Bubble Boy episode at Seinfeld. Jerry would sign the picture. There's nothing finer than being in your diner. Lane's like, that's what you're going to write? Really? That's it? That's pitiful. They're going to be making fun of you, Jerry.
Yeah. Texter from the 479 says, hey, I missed a couple of days. Where did the guys go? They're down in the Keys, I believe. I don't know exactly where. Trey has mentioned Marathon, which I did not know there was a Marathon Florida. Of course, I know Marathon Greece because that is where the title of the marathons come from.
The big, you got Key Largo, then Isla Mirada.
I've seen the movie
Marathon, then Key West. Those are your kind of
the movie Key Largo is a lot better than the song Key Largo. Oh. Bertie Higgins. Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's just so
bad. We'll see if we got it in the system.
Don't play it. I'll get it in my head and won't be able to get it out.
We do have it.
I figured. yeah.
We'll play it in a break.
He's going to do it anyway.
As much lameness as there is in bumper music around here. Christian has greatly influenced the bumper music quality around here. My friend from Michigan that listens to the show all the time I mentioned, he's always saying, hey, you tell Christian that music is outstanding. Because Christian plays some good stuff.
Like I said yesterday, I have a wide taste in music. On this show, I don't necessarily get to play everything that I would want to play because... I like modern rap music. I like Freddie Gibbs and Earl Sweatshirt and Travis Scott and all those guys. But doesn't fit the demo.
Baz and Roger.
Doesn't fit the demo on Morning Mayhem. Fit the demo on the Zone either. So
no, but Joe sneaks some of that in.
So
stay humble. So
yeah. So I don't get to play all that much. But luckily, I'm also into classic music. I love Motown R&B. Trey and I were talking off the air last week where Roger had asked us whether we're bigger fans of the Doobie Brothers or the, I forget who it was, the Eagles?
The Eagles.
And we both said the Doobie Brothers, and both of us, or he said, you know, they got more funk, which, equates to they make blacker music.
Yeah.
I might have actually said that. I don't know.
The and Eagles if you are notice, pretty white bread.
I mean, in the best way possible.
Yes, it's a compliment. And if you notice, with a lot of my bumper music, it's very soulful.
Put some brothers
there's
up
there.
There's
a lot there. Of brothers playing on
what
my
was that great
music.
Line in The Big Lebowski? Can you change a channel? I've had a terrible day, and I hate the Eagles. Get out of my cab.
Okay. And I don't even mind the Eagles. So
The Eagles are all right for what they are. So.
Yes, they got a lot of hits. I'll give them that.
They did.
Rebecca says, Pigskin, I agree. The movie Key Largo is great. But then again, I love almost every Bogart movie. Yeah, Bogart's one of the legends of acting.
He could
fantastic.
Just sit on screen and read out of the phone book.
He was just cool.
What's better,
Key Largo or Casablanca?
Casablanca.
What about where does Maltese Falcon fit in
all the gin
there?
Joints in the world, and Maltese you had to walk into mine.
Falcon, while being a pioneer of the noir genre, which I'm a big fan of, is below Casablanca. Mm. But I would say Treasure of Sierra Madre is above all of them.
So we were watching Conclave the other day. And
that's good.
Ingrid Bergman's daughter, Isabella Rossellini, the former spouse of Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese, yes.
She stole that movie in the 10 minutes she was in. She was. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Conclave?
No.
You should watch
she
that.
Was. She She's was nominated great. For supporting, I believe.
Oh, she wasn't even in it that long.
No.
But she comes in and just throws down as a nun. Oh, she was great.
I believe the actor or actress that has won Best Supporting with the least amount of time in a movie is Anthony Hopkins for Silence of the Lambs. I think it was 13 minutes he was in that movie.
No kidding.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's
what about,
that's
what
shocking
about
to
Judy
me.
Dench in Shakespeare in Love? I think she won, and she was in like 5 minutes of the thing. Check
I'll
that out. I bet
list.
that I think she won something from that.
Actor.
I liked that movie, but I didn't love that movie.
Well, it's got the stench of winning over Saving Private Ryan.
That's probably
the thing with Shakespeare in Love.
I like Joseph Fiennes a lot.
I think
he was great in that, but...
He was also in...
And that was when Gwyneth was actually a real actress instead of, like, the Goop...
Goop lady,
yeah. Making candles, and that's all we'll say about that, but yeah.
I was wondering how far you were going to go with
I wasn't going to go very far, Trey.
What's that smell?
It's just a candle in the wind, Christian. That's all it is.
I'm trying to Google this.
Judy Dench.
She's still with us? I think she is.
Yeah. She's like 90 or something. She's been around.
I believe
around.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, she was James Bond's boss and all those...
That's right, in the newer...
007 movies, right. Yeah.
I actually was wrong on like every front. Oh, it was lead actor. That's what it was. It was Anthony Hopkins.
So he won
lead
best actor?
Yeah, he was lead and he was only in the movie for 13 13 minutes.
That's crazy.
You
know, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Silence of the Lambs?
Never seen any of them.
You've never seen Manhunter?
I've heard they're great movies. I'm like,
you should watch Manhunter and Silence of the Lambs. Both great. Manhunter was, I don't think a lot of people have seen it. Have you seen Manhunter?
I have not.
I've liked Jodie Foster ever since I saw her in Napoleon and Samantha.
That was 8 years before Taxi Driver. That was before Taxi Driver.
Look it up. It's a Disney movie. Johnny Whitaker, redheaded kid. There was a lion, Lion Mulder. Every kid that was in a movie with an animal, like Gentle Ben, Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother, the animals always go crazy and maul them. This just in, wild animals are not necessarily supposed to be in movies.
I'll get back to Manhunter in just a second.
Who's in that?
What's his name? Good Lord. He was in To Live and Die in L.A. William Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
He played Grisham in CSI.
He was Reese Witherspoon's dad when Wahlberg was terrorizing them.
In Fear. He had a very strange career. And, I'm going to dork out on this. He did To Live and Die in L.A., which is the movie with William Friedkin. It's a great movie.
The Exorcist also guy, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Also, the French Connection guy.
He was.
And Blue Chips. And Sorcerer, which is a remake of a 1950s French movie called The Wages of Fear. Anyway.
Going deep.
Also.
I forgot Friedkin did Blue Chips. What are the odds? The guy that did The Exorcist is directing Nick Nolte as Bobby Knight.
Anyway.
Also possessed.
William Peterson was in two great movies, and that's To Live and Die in L.A. and Manhunter. Mm-hmm. He's the lead in both those movies. And for some reason, after that, he kind of fell off. And then he comes back as Grisham and is making TV, he's making a ton of money.
So describe to me Manhunter. What is it?
It is, you've never seen the movie, but it's Red Dragon. Yeah. That's the prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
And he is an investigator or he's basically a specialist. He gets inside the minds of the serial killers to catch them, essentially.
Okay.
Brian Cox plays Hannibal Lecter in the movie.
Love Brian Cox.
And this was 1986 or 87, so it's before Silence of the Lambs, of course. But it's a great movie. Tom Noonan plays the serial killer, who is very strange. Have you ever seen the South Park episode where they're looking for the killer? And I'll explain to you.
I'm sure I have. I've seen every South Park episode there is.
They're looking for the killer, and the cops can't necessarily find him, but he's like the most obvious killer of all time, and he kidnaps Cartman, and he's like, "Do you see?" And he's showing him pictures of when he's at the Grand Canyon. He's like, "Yes, I see." That is a spoof on Manhunter. From Manhunter.
Okay, very good. No wonder I didn't understand that.
A lot of that stuff is from Manhunter. Okay. But Manhunter's great, and you should watch it. You should watch To Live and Die in L.A. as well.
My wife even told me that the Hannibal Lecter thing was good. She saw it, but I never did.
It's great. Okay. You should watch it.
Never seen The Green Mile.
It's okay. Yeah. It's solid.
I mean, not as good as Shawshank. I know about it. I just have never seen it.
It's not as good as as Shawshank, which is...
Because I'm usually watching PCU or Men at Work for the 100th time. Raising Arizona, obviously. Yeah.
Where would Raising Arizona rank in terms of your Coen Brothers movies?
Oh, boy.
Just to go back to our conversation.
I can't think of one that I liked any better than that. The Big Lebowski, probably.
Yeah, Lebowski's probably my number one.
I would say that. Raising Arizona is number two behind it for me.
Raising Arizona is way up there, and I don't think I would have said that until I rewatched it yesterday, and I'm like, wow, this is really great.
It is.
Oh, Brother's going to be up there pretty high.
I love that, I love that movie.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's not as typical Coen Brothers film, but their adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's No Country for Old Men was exceptional.
And I think I was talking to you about that off the air yesterday. A great movie.
I've watched it once. I can't watch it again.
A great movie.
Bardem is just terrifying, man. He's Anton just Chigurh, so great.
But
one of the best bad guys ever.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. His hair alone. Yeah.
When they cut his hair? They cut it. This is pre-production or whatever. And he's like, man, I'm never going to get laid. And the coins were like, Perfect. That's exactly what we were looking for. Yeah.
Which I think he may have been married to Penelope Cruz at that time anyway.
Yeah, so, but, so much for that part. So,
a great movie, but doesn't necessarily have the Coen brothers flair on it. It doesn't feel like a Coen brothers movie.
Pretty brutal.
Yeah.
What about to me, one that's not a comedy, but probably who's closer to their...
Fargo is probably my favorite, but anyway,
I like Fargo. What about their True Grit?
True Grit's great.
Yeah,
they
it's a great movie.
They followed Portis's script a lot better than the original.
Yes, I thought it was way better than the original.
It's better than the original.
And Damon as an actor is slightly more accomplished than Glenn Campbell.
I know, and Glenn Campbell.
I love Glenn Campbell, but he wasn't much of an actor. Damon was good in it.
Yeah, we're going to catch a lot of flack for saying that's better than the original, but I think there's a lot of nostalgia attached to the original.
Well, because Wayne was in
it. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's not.
Oh, yeah, not saying that at all.
This is what bothers me about the original one. They didn't follow the original ending of Portis, obviously. The second one did. There's a scene in there. Wayne's just great in it. I mean, he should have won an actor, a best actor.
Won best actor for that.
He did for that. Yeah. Only one he ever won.
I forgot who he won.
But there's a scene in there, and he's talking about Quantrill's Raiders and all this and Civil War stuff. But he's saying something about Cairo, Illinois, and he calls it Cairo, Illinois.
Oh.
Now, right away, I'm stopping the camera and saying, Duke, it's Cairo.
Fix it.
It's not Cairo. You can't say Cairo. And they let that stand. And every time I hear him say Cairo, I'm like, you just basically blew the whole backstory. It's Cairo. You got to call it Cairo.
Yeah, it's Cairo.
It's Cairo.
Cairo used to be a pretty big deal.
Huge town
in Illinois. But now it's one of those Mississippi towns that are Mississippi river towns, basically, that is nothing now.
Nothing. It used to be a big deal.
Did. Was.
Right there at the confluence of
it's
the
like
Ohio
a three rivers,
the
Ohio,
it? It looks like the ocean. It's so wide over there. Yeah. It's just, man, what a river.
How could it have fallen off being at the confluence of the
rivers? It's just less of our stuff going
interstate
down.
Interstate trucking now. Yeah. I mean, we
interstate
don't have to
killed it.
Ship things in by boat. So.
John Wayne for True Grit beat out Richard Burton in Henry VIII, which good actor, but... Dustin Hoffman for Rizzo and Midnight Cowboy.
Ooh,
Peter O'Toole for Goodbye, Mr. Rizzo. Chips. And John Voight for Midnight Cowboy.
Goodbye, Mr. Chips is great.
Peter O'Toole is maybe the most underrated actor of all time.
His
he never
Lawrence
gets brought
of Arabia,
up.
He was T.E. Lawrence. I don't think there's ever been a better performance than that guy. He was so good.
Yeah, that's one of the great movies and one of the great performances. But he did not win Best Actor for it because he is the only... he is the actor that has been nominated for Best Actor the most times without winning. He was nominated 8 times and never won.
Wow.
I'm trying to think if it was O'Toole. It was either O'Toole or Richard Harris. I think it was O'Toole. So anyway... they were from Ireland, okay? But then he won something at the Cannes Film Festival, and they had a thing that said, English actor wins the great prize at Cannes.
I think that was Harris.
It was Harris. The next day, he got drunk and got in a fight and got arrested. So the next day in the papers in London, Irish actor arrested. He was an English actor when he was doing well, and
we'll claim Harris. The German football player, Mesut Ozil once said, which this is kind of sad because it's about racism a little bit, but it's like, when we play great, we're German. When we play bad, I'm Turkish.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that could sing that same song.
But Peter O'Toole, he should have won for The Wine in Winter.
What about My Favorite Year?
That was a great movie. Yeah, My Favorite
Year.
He was nominated for that one.
He was.
The problem is he happened to go up against pretty much Titans every time. Like, he got nominated the same year as Taxi Driver and all kinds of stuff. But he should have won one or two at least. He's one of the great actors.
Circling back here, Fargo is your favorite Coen Brothers.
Did you
settle on one pigskin?
What's that?
Did you settle? Is Lebowski or?
Lebowski is better than Fargo to me. Fargo had so many funny scenes in it, though. And then
it's so funny.
It's just McDormand. Yeah, that's like, sounds like Arby's
I don't
night.
Know about that one.
before I knew we were going to do Raising Arizona, probably, I guess it was last week, I just saw that Fargo, I'm scrolling through, I'm going to watch Fargo. And Frances McDormand's husband in that is a duck stamp artist. And
yeah, he's a
Macy.
Oh, what is it?
No, not Macy. The other guy. Oh, what's that guy?
He's
the Zodiac in Zodiac.
I thought it was really cool. They refer to. He says, the Houtmans are entering the contest this year. Those are real artists from Minnesota that have won the National Duck Stamp Contest a number of times. I thought that was pretty cool.
Which Joel and Ethan Cohen are both Minnesota boys.
There you go. Yeah. So, a little Minnesota history there.
Yeah, I think we're basically arguing between a lot of movies that are 5 stars or 4.5 stars. Oh, yeah. Like, they're just all great movies.
All fantastic.
I love Fargo. I think it's pretty much a perfect movie, but so is Big Lebowski.
I like the goofy one that he made with Malkovich and Brad Pitt about the
Burn After Reading.
That was pretty funny. Clooney in it. I mean, that was...
Inside Llewyn Davis is another great movie, but it's
Philip,
also
Philip
it's
Martin loves Inside Llewyn Davis.
That's a great movie.
And Philip knows more about movies than all of us put together. And he says that is maybe one of his favorite
It's a great movie. Peyton says, sorry to get back on movies, guys. What I do, and it's the summer. I mean, you want us to talk about Major League Baseball?
No,
is that what you want us to do?
I'm off baseball. I told you that they blew that 7-0 lead
yesterday.
If you missed the early part
of the show, Pigskin has sworn off the Detroit Lions.
Once again, he's done it again.
They're, for the rest of this season, they're dead to me. Dead.
I mean, Arkansas basketball is starting their Bahamas trip tomorrow, and then we'll have something to talk about by the end, but we've basically talked about all we can do with Arkansas basketball until it comes back up again.
And one thing we could talk about is that Trey Schaap apparently did sell.
I know. He's going to the Bahamas.
He's not.
What a hard trip.
I heard it this morning. I heard his promo for this morning.
Trey is kind of a magical being. He's like those old Visa commercials. He's everywhere you want to be.
But, what a hard trip for him. He gets to go to the Bahamas a week after coming back from Tampa.
And something tells me that his beloved Amy will probably wander down there maybe and meet him there. And and everybody at the station's pretty good at that. They're able to take work and kind of blend it into pleasure and go a day early and stay a day late and all that.
It's nice when you can do that.
And that's all right. That's one of the perks of the job, I would say. Yeah.
Peyton from Searcy, I did read your previous messages. I won't read them on air. But I have passed your name along, by the way. That's the message for you. But it amazes me how much y'all know about movies. I can watch one movie and forget most of it 2 days unless it really resonates with me or I'm really into it. And I sure can't remember all the actors' names because you technically have to remember two names, their acting name and their real name. It's amazing what y'all do. I'll stick with sports. Well, I'm a name guy, and that's kind of why I was so good at birthday trivia. I remember things.
Mm-hmm.
I remember things. That's just what I do.
That's a good quality to possess.
What did Tyrion Lannister say? I drink, and I know things.
Well, I don't even drink.
He doesn't drink, but he knows things.
He knows things.
That's right.
Probably more important than the drinking part.
This person said, Christian,
why are you doing this to me?
This is Key
Largo.
It's been
such a good show until this point, Christian. This song is so lame, it makes me ashamed to be white.
Wrapped around each other.
That sound is people hurling themselves off balconies to escape this song.
You know, some good songs about places make you want to go there. This doesn't make me want to go to Key Largo.
Dancing in the street maybe want to go to Detroit and hang out with Martha and the Vandellas or Van Halen. This makes me want to avoid Key Largo at all costs.
Well, we're going to break with Key Largo, guys.
Honey, I was your hero. And you were my leading lady. We had it all. Just like bogeying the call.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
This
Texas Sports Center.
In Major League Baseball, the Marlins have bounced back from their 12-game losing streak by winning three straight, sweeping their NL East foe Phillies. They erased a 6-0 deficit yesterday to get their third win, 8-6. In the American League, Tarik Skubal potentially pitched his last game as a Detroit Tiger, going six innings and allowing three runs in the Tigers' 10-9 loss to the Orioles. Skubal is likely to be moved before the MLB trade deadline on Monday at 5 p.m. And former Arkansas linebacker Billy Ray Smith Jr. has passed away at the age of 64. He was a two-time unanimous All-American in 1981 and 1982. He holds the Arkansas record for tackles for a loss with 63. He was the fifth overall pick of the 1983 draft and went on to play 10 years in the league. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon. Still kind of hot, high of 94, maybe heat index values reaching 105, so there is a heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, everything's quiet, partly cloudy with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
I got my first real six string.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026.
Come on, make up your mind.
A night full of hits. Live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st. With special guest Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when Arkansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line: hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Please. Hey, you blow up in the funny shakes at all?
Well, no, unless round is funny.
Back in Morning Mayhem, our penultimate segment of the day.
Thank you for using the word penultimate.
Yes.
Whoa!
Mark the tape. What does that mean?
I'm waiting for Fortnite to come soon. The great Fortnite.
This texter from the 870 said, here is some movie trivia for you. As a child, I know the answer to this, by the way. I was on the set of a Martin Scorsese's first film filmed in Arkansas. Yes. That was a movie called?
Mean Streets?
No. Boxcar Bertha.
Oh, with Barbara Hershey.
Yes. Not a very good movie. It's actually technically not his first movie. His first one was was like in 1967, but it was done for school.
Mm-hmm. I never knew Martin Scorsese.
Yes, it's called Boxcar Bertha.
It was filmed in Arkansas.
It was one of the Roger Corman B movies that he was contracted to do, pretty much. And after he did it, I forget who called him, but they were like,
Don't ever do that again.
Because they're basically saying, you know, you wasted a year of your life making a bad movie. Don't ever do that again.
Which is pretty much true.
After that, I believe he made Mean Streets.
Wasn't it about a bunch of hobos riding the rails and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they were holding up banks and stuff. It's not a very good movie, but it's a Martin Scorsese
movie. It had Barbara Hershey in it. I like Barbara Hershey.
But that guy was on set, apparently.
How about that? That's cool.
Somebody said, I love that song. They were talking about Key Largo, by the way.
Well, there's no law outlawing no taste in music. So,
this texter from 501, Manhunter was directed by Michael Mann, who was big at the time for Miami Vice. Yes, it was. I'm a big Michael Mann fan. Heat is one of my favorite movies. It's a great movie. Manhunter's great. His first feature film was Thief, which featured James Caan. Also a great movie in 1980, I believe, maybe 82. It also has Willie Nelson in it, which is funny. And Jim Belushi.
Wow.
Belushi's brother.
Christian, the depth of your movie knowledge is...
But that's a really good movie that people should watch as well. This person texted back about Boxcar Bertha. My dad got called to be an extra, and I stayed with Martin. Oh, that's very cool. You got to meet Martin Scorsese. Nice. One of the greatest directors of all time, pretty much indisputably.
He's top five, I think, on any list.
Yeah, he has to be. Yeah.
Where do you put Spielberg up there?
In my personal rankings, he'd probably be outside the top 10. I'm not the craziest about Spielberg. He's made some great movies. Yeah. And Jaws ushered in the blockbuster. I mean, it was the first modern blockbuster.
Summer blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. He created it with Jaws.
He did.
Which you could argue had a negative impact on how movies were made.
But, I think you'd make a very good argument.
Of course, it was good for the movie industry because it, you know, created blockbusters. But its effects killed off movies such as The French Connection, you know, all these.
You weren't
going to
have any Truffaut movies when Spielberg's making $1 billion on Jaws.
The 70s is... The best decade of movies in the history of Hollywood.
I agree 100% with that. The 70s, it'll never be replicated, probably.
No.
Because they're chasing money now. And back then, they were actually trying to make good movies.
They were. It wasn't about money. It was just about making a good movie.
Mm-hmm. The culture of the 80s did a lot of bad things for music and movies, and you could argue
synthesizer, Gordon Gekko. I mean, the whole thing.
It was really the amping up of capitalism and commercialism.
Exactly where I was going
in
with that.
Everything, pretty much.
And I'm not against capitalism by any stretch of the imagination.
Even cartoons, if you want to go to that. Cartoons were being made, G.I. Joe, Transformers. Cartoons were just being made so they could sell a toy of whatever.
That's right.
Most of the significant events, milestone events in my life happened in the 80s. I graduated from high school. I graduated from college. I got married. I got a first job, all that. The 70s, I liked a lot better than the 80s.
Yeah.
I just like the 70s better.
The music's better. The movie's
cool decade,
better.
Man. No, I'm Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, how can you do better than that?
Spielberg. Probably outside my top 10, an all-time great, of course. If you were going to make an objective list, he's probably top 10.
Where'd you put Hitchcock?
Better than Spielberg, I think.
Okay. Interesting.
On my list, personally. But have you ever seen Strangers on a Train?
Mm-mm.
You should watch it.
I don't think I have.
Really good. That's one of my favorite Hitchcocks.
I'm going to have a lot of movie watching to do after these 2 days hanging out with Pigskin and Christian.
This person... asked, what do you think about The Man Who Would Be King? One of my favorite Richard Harris movies. That's a great movie. It's got him and Sean Connery. They come upon, if I'm remembering this correctly, they come upon a basically a civilization, and these people think that they're gods. And Sean Connery plays God when they start worshiping him, pretty much.
I didn't know God had a Scottish brogue. Who knew?
Well, in the Highlander, you know, he was a Spanishman that had sounded Scottish. And in The Untouchables, he was an Irishman that sounded Scottish, which is basically the equivalent of Mickey Rooney playing a Chinaman in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, that was an insult to several cultures simultaneously. Like John Wayne playing Genghis Khan.
Yes.
That's bad casting.
Did you know on the Genghis Khan John Wayne movie, they filmed that so closely?
Downwind from the test. They all dropped dead years later of cancer.
Yeah. There were like 40 people on that, that set that got cancer. Yeah.
I'm working on a newspaper column about that. There was a documentary called Downwinders. There's pictures of people in the 50s. They're standing on hotel rooftops in Las Vegas, watching the mushroom cloud. Mm. You can see it. It's not, you know, 50, 60 miles away. I'm like, that can't have been a good idea back then. And someone had to know that. I mean,
no, we didn't know that.
But that's the same thing that the government was telling you. Duck and cover. In case of nuclear attack, stick your head under your desk. I'm like, well, that ain't going to help anything. You're going to be vaporized.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know.
Downwinders.
Downwinders.
This person, I didn't point that out, and I forgot. Thank you, texter from the 501, said it was Michael Caine with Sean Connery and The Man who Would Be King. You're right. I forgot about that. It was Michael Caine instead of another great British actor instead of Richard
Did you
Harris.
Ever see Paul Scofield in The Man for All Seasons?
I've never seen that.
Thomas Moore. You need to watch it. You'll like that.
This texter said, do you guys like Breaking Bad on Netflix? I'm in the middle of it. Well, Breaking Bad was an AMC show that is now been
first
on Netflix
of all,
in a while,
I would anyway, consider Breaking Bad one of the top five television shows of all time.
It's one of the greats.
I think it's that good.
And I think Better Call Saul is just as good,
but
pretty much.
I have watched Breaking Bad through one time. It was too painful to watch. It was just so brutal. You'd watch something like The Sopranos, you're spending half of your time laughing because it's funny. There wasn't that much humor in Breaking Bad.
No, it was comic relief.
There wasn't. And then Jesse Plemons shows up and shoots that kid on the bicycle. Boilers. I'm like, this is harsh. Harsh. Yeah, I didn't. There's enough pain and suffering in the real world. I don't usually heap it on myself in entertainment. I prefer the comedies to those things.
But. This texter said, French Connection has the second best car chase scene, in my opinion. The first would be Bullet. They're definitely both on the Mount Rushmore.
Popeye Doyle.
I think the third, Ronin with Robert De Niro, also has a great one. Trying to think of what the fourth would be on the Mount Rushmore.
One of those Fast and the Furious, maybe?
No.
No.
The one of my favorite car chase scenes is from The Blues Brothers.
Yes, that's a great one.
That was a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
There's a great one in Raising Arizona. I don't think it reaches the level of Mount Rushmore.
The dogs running through the people's houses was just...
It's just nonsensical, perfect. And it's like, this makes no sense, but it's great.
It was great.
The dogs running through the houses, the streets, and then they're picking up more dogs as they go, probably better than the car chase scene near the end of the movie.
I would agree with that.
Text from the 870 says, we're loving this, boys. Keep it up. Silence of the Lambs and Alien, favorite movies with female leads. And then he asks a potential question to mix sports and movies. Favorite athlete that played in a movie? So an athlete actor.
Jim Brown.
Yeah, he's up there. He's in Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen.
Also in parodying himself in I'm Gonna Get You Sucka.
And he is also in Mars Attacks.
Bubba Smith was in those Police Academy movies.
Let's see.
Randall Tex Cobb was Raising Arizona.
He's a boxer.
Tex Cobb was the reason that Howard Cosell quit doing boxing.
Because Larry
Holmes.
That
beating that he took. He's beat like, the brakes off of him. I can't watch this anymore. Yeah. I think Tex Cobb said something to the effect, if I could get rid of Howard Cosell, I did something positive. So.
This person said, Manhunter is way better than Red Dragon. Yeah, it is. Red Dragon's terrible. Manhunter's a really good movie. This person said Brian Bosworth when talking about actors in movies. I was like,
okay, I'm going to say something that sounds a bit surprising. They filmed it down here at the Cabin. Yeah. I thought Bosworth was a pretty good actor. I mean, for what he
what
was doing.
Was it?
For what he was doing. He's in those commercials.
What was
he does
the name
okay.
of that?
I don't know if
something
I've seen
Stone.
It.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold?
Yeah. I think his last name was Stone. Cold. Never I thought it. He was okay. I mean, you know.
They, our then Secretary of State, Bill McEwen, took a lot of flack for allowing the production company to essentially set off an explosion on the dome of the state capitol. Of course, our state capitol is a 1/6 replica of the national capitol, and so it was a stand-in for that. But that was, you know, and he shot back, got the best cleaning it's ever had afterwards.
Oh, that's a good point.
Nice.
That's awesome.
McEwen was a character.
Wasn't Basil in that movie?
I believe.
He played a delivery man, I think.
He may have.
I think he was in that.
Well, he was a delivery man. No, in Antiquities.
I know he was opposite Roger. Right. Antiquities. So,
Baz was in this movie, too?
I think he was. I think he was.
I'll have to ask him about it.
Listen, the way Basil looks, he should be put in basically every movie. He's good scenery. I mean,
this texter from the 870 said, did Baz and Roger go down there to the Key West with their new friends from Club D's in Tampa? I don't think they did. Maybe they did.
Great comment.
Hey, Trey and I did not say that. We don't want to be accused of bagging on the boys. That is funny.
Texter from the 501. His Hannibal mask burned up when his house burnt down in the California fires. That sucks. This person says, literally the best Hannibal movie. I would agree. I would rather watch Manhunter than Silence of the Lambs. I don't know if it's better, but I would rather watch it.
Well, you've piqued more my curiosity.
For you.
I might need to watch this.
OJ in the Naked Gun series.
I knew somebody
that's probably
bring that
it.
Up.
You put OJ
that's
in.
Probably it. He was great in those movies.
So OJ did some of the best commercials, I think, that have ever been done for Hertz. When he's running through the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And like hurdling, I'm like, those were really good commercials.
It's so good that they were a cultural touchstone at that time. I mean, it's like people.
You're running to catch a plane.
Pretended to be OJ running through the airport. Probably wouldn't happen these days.
Well, no, he would later. He'd be running through the airport to try to stab somebody. So, I mean, you don't want that. But before OJ went nuts, he was a man. That was why that story was so big. He was a beloved figure in this country. And it was inconceivable that he could have done something like that. But, you know, stranger things have happened.
Trying to think of a more beloved figure that did something despicable like that.
Man, you'd be hard pressed to find it.
Would it be like John Wilkes Booth?
He was one of the most famous
men in America.
He was America's most admired actor, and then he assassinates the president.
There were many people who had pictures of the Wilkes family in their house. That's how famous they were.
Yeah, Edwin Booth, his brother, you know, a playwright. So, I mean. Yeah,
didn't his brother save Lincoln's son from falling into train tracks? What, Wilkes Booth? I'm pretty sure he did.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look that up.
Which is strange. It happened before the assassination.
Sure.
But just a strange coincidence in history that happened. Mm. This texter from, it's Cattleman. Will there be another producer battle with the Wizard versus the Moose? See, maybe. The one thing about these producer battles is... There is very little upside for me doing it. Everyone expects me to win.
You would win.
Probably. But I'll be humble.
You would win, and I need to be the one to frame the questions instead of those stupid questions that the guys give all the time. I've given up on the Clergy Bowl, and I understand that because they don't want to embarrass these fine clergymen of all stripes, and I get that. But for something like you and Moose or, you know, with you and Josh before, we need to make it difficult. We need to make
it
tough, okay? Don't make it easy. Everything does not have to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Okay? I just made that up.
Yes, you did. You originated that phrase.
I'm sure no one ever said that.
But, yeah, there's very little upside for me doing it. Everyone expects me to win, and if I lose, it's like, well.
When you guys want to do something like that, let me know, and I'll come up with some questions that would be fair to both of you. In interest of Moose, I'll throw some Canada and some hockey questions
there
in. We'll have a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Like, when I beat Josh, it wasn't like, wow, Christian won. It's like, oh, okay. What we expected.
Oh, hum.
And then, you know, they talked about doing a rematch. It's like, no. It's like, why would I rematch?
You're like Jerry in Seinfeld. I choose not to run. You know, when he won the race.
You're not contractually obligated for a rematch.
No.
You know?
No, but Basil talks people into doing stuff that they would not otherwise
well,
do.
It's basically,
he's one of the best at that I've ever seen in my
life.
It's
like he somehow gives you no choice but to do it.
Well, see, we're going to get Justin Moore, and he's going to have a shooting contest with Pat Bradley. It's like, this is not a good idea. Bradley was the all-time SEC three-point leader. And but David doesn't, yeah. You notice, David's not the one doing it. But he gets others to do these things.
P.T. Barnum.
Yes.
That's right.
William
Sucker
texted,
born every minute.
Hey, guys, I love the show today. One thing I really love is I can understand everybody talking. You're not talking over each other. You're letting everybody finish the sentence first. Love it. Then somebody asked, who won the last producer battle? That was me. I battled one Josh Neighbors. It was a battle for who's the producer in Morning Mayhem. It just happened a year later. And I became the producer.
Well, Josh would have beaten RJ. So,
yes. Yeah, yes, he would have.
Unless it was like politics or hunting or George Strait trivia.
Yes.
RJ knows that stuff pretty well. He does.
I think RJ was on one time when we did a movie review, and he said, he's not a big movie guy, but he's doing the show tomorrow. He said he doesn't rewatch movies. It's like he watches the movie one time, and then he's like, okay, I got it. He's like,
if it's good, if it's great, I'll watch it 100 times.
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
There are some movies that require repeated viewings. Almost, anyway. Stay tuned. Morning Mayhem. It is the last edition of Pigskin. Trey Reed and Christian Weaver, at least for now. Maybe we'll reconvene at a later time.
I hope we do.
Some people will be happy about that. Some people will not be.
You send the bat signal, and Trey and I will be there, yes. Young Buck.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEW-BATH.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep. Thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas. gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding. This is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
Progressive knows you could have easily taken the freeway, but you took the scenic route to see a waterfall and an oddly busy boiled peanut stand. Discovering the unexpected is exactly why you bought an RV, so protect it with a bundle from Progressive. Because although you may be 3 hours behind schedule, you're 6 jars of jam richer and possibly enrolled in a butter-churning workshop. Switch to Progressive and protect your RV, boat, or motorcycle by bundling with your home and auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Wow, we ran it straight into the top of the hour. Phil, what is coming up on
an acreless version
acreless,
of this? I was told to call it acre-free. It's not acre-less. Because his influence is still all over
his
the
His aura
station.
Is still here.
Yes, he's got his aura.
I feel we're going to try to project some aura today with some Big Ten media days. We'll get some sound bites coming from yesterday. I want to kick around this conversation that Kyle Whittingham didn't jumpstart. He just kind of restarted it about a super league. He's talking about it yesterday. Gosh. Got Pigskin with us. So we'll make fun of the Wolverines and the Tigers quite a bit. A
lot to make fun of.
Yeah. Matt Zimmerman will be calling in from the Bahamas. He's out there, of course, for the Bahamar Summer League. And we got Mayor Scott, Dr. O'Malley from UAMS. Basically, it is a really full 3 hours.
Well, stay tuned and listen to The Zone. Trey and Pigskin, I cannot thank you enough. I've had a blast the last 2 days.
Same here, brother.
I was a little worried about doing the show, especially while I'm sick, but I think we made it through, and I think we did a good job.
Thanks good times, me, my young Appreciate Padawan. It. Good times.
All right, stay tuned for The Zone. I'll be out at Fletcher tomorrow with RJ Hall.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Join The Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps.